That was, of course, Anna off Bossa Nova from the Pixies. We're going to listen to my chat with Joey Santiago from the Pixies.
I'm excited for this.
About their upcoming shows at the Auckland Town Hall on the 23rd and 24th of November. All right. Hi, Joey. Hi. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Oh, excellent.
Very
it's
good here.
Such an honour and a privilege to talk to you. Honestly, I've been the biggest Pixies fan since, like, I was a child. So I guess I wanted to start off by asking you, what's it like to be a part of such a massive band like the Pixies?
I honestly do not know. You know, it's... I've just been doing it for such a long time, so it's almost become part of my identity. So, but, you know, I suppose that my kids have grown up and their friends and them have come to enjoy the music. So there's that, you know, there's that kind of like revelation, like, oh my God, you know.
That's so great. You know, it must be interesting to watch different generations enjoy your music.
Yeah. They're, when they got to high school, it's like it's their friends and the teachers.
I love that.
I kid around with my kid, you know, oh, you got an A. You know why you got an A? Because I called your teacher.
Yeah. And the teachers are like, oh, teaching his kid. We're teaching Joey Santiago's kid. We better not mess this up. You're coming back down to New Zealand. How many times have you been down here?
Oh my God.
Like more than you can count?
I would at least 5 times, I would think. You know?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I love it down there. Are you you're in Auckland?
Yeah.
Very hilly city. Love it.
So many hills.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're coming back down here for like round number 5 or 6 and you're playing mm-hmm. 2 nights. What made you make the decision to do 2 very distinct, different nights?
Well, you know, one of the advantages of doing 2 nights is that we get to spend 2 nights in one place. You know, celebrate Bossa Nova and Triple Mon one night. And then the second night is a general set. You know, with more, I guess, with more of a focus on the new album that we did, you know, Night Zombies Came. So keeps us on our toes, keeps it interesting too, you know.
Totally.
Revisiting those wacky songs. From, you know, the songs that we hardly ever play. And we're only playing it for that night. Some of them was like, nah, you know. They're all good, but some of them are wacky.
Yeah. The wackier the better here, I reckon.
Yeah. So you'll hear that the first night for sure. And the second night.
Excellent. What's it like for you as an artist? What's more enjoyable? Do you enjoy playing the new stuff or playing the hits that, you know, are just going to go down really well?
Both. The new stuff definitely exercises me more. So, yeah, I mean, right now it's the new stuff, giving it life, you know. Every night it just, you know, it blossoms a little more.
Yeah, it must be lovely watching the crowd kind of interact with your music.
You know, I love it when we do play the new stuff and kids, you know, and people are mouthing the lyrics.
Oh, that must be the best feeling.
That is good. That is good, especially for the new ones, you know.
Yeah. So you know what you're doing is good, which it is. It's great. Yeah. Oh, well, that's awesome. We can't wait for you to come down and we're really excited. I bet you are too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, I always get excited going down there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. Psychologically, maybe it's like, all right, you know, this jet lag better pay for it. You know, it's going to have some dividends.
Massive shout out to Joey Santiago for joining me for that chat. We are so excited to have them down here. You can grab tickets from Ticketmaster, and both nights are different, so why not grab both? We're going to listen to a track off the newer album, The Night the Zombies Came. This is kind of the title track. It's called Jane, The Night the Zombies Came, in parentheses.
Survivor.